it's me. Dr. Scarnson, thank you so much for seeing me on such short notice.
Please, call me Trisha. I like to keep things informal.
Okay.
So, Judy, sit. Get comfortable. Take a breath. Relax. And tell me why you are here.
Well, Dr. Trisha.
Just Trisha.
Trisha, I hope this doesn't sound silly.
If it's bothering you, it's not silly.
Lately, I've felt so lost and anxious, disconnected. Sometimes I can barely focus on the simplest task. I find myself on the verge of tears for no reason.
Oh, Judy, I'm sorry. Is this all new?
Yes, well, newish. Started about 3 months ago.
Were there any big changes for you at that time?
Yes, now that you mention it, that's right about when I died.
Mythical Kingdoms and Long-Lost Dogs by Scott Augustson.
Death can be a very stressful time.
I just don't want to be one of those women who blames all of her problems on being dead.
Sounds like you're just being awfully hard on yourself.
It's funny, the first few days were sort of refreshing, something new. And then I'm walking down the street and I hear...
Judith Ruth!
Mom!
Oh, Judith, your hair! Really bangs! You don't have the face for it.
Mom, everyone calls me Judy.
Judy, I swear. I give you a beautiful name like Judith Ruth, and you pick Judy. Judy's a tramp's name.
How's Dad?
I'm the wrong person to ask. I've heard he's got a girlfriend.
Parents are hard.
I had really adjusted to not having her in my life, and then boom, she's back, part of my death.
How about those practical things? Do you have a place to stay?
Yeah, there's this living fellow from Hungary who's the night watchman over at the smelt cannery. I sleep in his bed at night, and when he comes home, I go to the library or the movies.
Sounds like a comfortable haunting.
I'm finding it depressing to see everyone I know. I forget they can't hear me. I'll jabber on and wait for a response that doesn't come.
Tissue.
Thanks. Oh, and Clyde's dating again. Does that seem soon? I mean, I don't want him to be alone,
Clyde.
But...
Clyde was your husband?
Boyfriend. I'm not proud, but I eavesdropped.
You look beautiful. You remind me of... Oh, I'm sorry. I promised myself I'd keep everything light.
Oh, Clyde.
Shh.
It's okay. I get it.
Thanks for understanding.
Clyde is using my death to get laid. That is so Clyde.
So, Judy, what's really troubling you?
This is going to sound trivial, but I had always thought I would retire in Boca Raton. I never got to go.
Why not go now?
It's not a rule that you have to stick around.
Judy, there are no rules. Nobody's keeping track. Nobody's in charge. You want to go to Florida? Go to Florida.
I can just hop on an airplane?
Actually, security is pretty tight on airplanes. They're really strict about the dead. Maybe try a Greyhound bus.
I think I will. I have nothing to lose, literally. Not a damn thing.
The bus to Boca Raton is now boarding Bay 23. Bay 23, 2 points south.
Well, this is exciting.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, please sit.
Thank you. I know there are other seats on the bus, but I much prefer the company of the dead than the living.
I have a confession. I am still learning to tell the difference. I get mixed up.
Well, how long have you been dead?
3 months.
Oh, that's so recent. I'm Maxine.
Judy.
I haven't taken a breath since Roosevelt was president. Before you ask, Franklin, not Teddy. I'm not that dead.
I have so much to learn.
Just go about your business. That's what it all boils down to. The living, the dead, people, animals, subatomic particles, everyone and everything going about their business.
I'm going to Boca Raton.
Of all the places in the world, why Boca Raton? Boca is like Fresno or Reno or Burien.
When I was young, my brother and I had a babysitter named Karen. She did my astrology chart.
Ooh, so you have a lot of air. See, your sun is in Libra, but also your Mars and Venus are in Aquarius. And your moon is in Gemini. You'd think your destiny is in the clouds, but look, Mercury, sneaky Mercury, is in Pisces. Hidden water.
What does that mean?
Have you heard about the lost kingdom of Atlantis?
No, I haven't.
Look, before I tell you, you have to know that I am pretty sure that you were a princess of Atlantis in another life.
A princess of Atlantis?
Yeah, it's horseshit. And Karen was probably a stoner.
Probably.
But Karen told me that the last remaining portal to Atlantis was
in Florida, Boca Raton, which means the gateway of mermaids.
I know, it's silly, but oh, look, that woman we just passed on the roadside fruit stand, I'm sure it was Karen.
That happens a lot when you're dead. You talk about somebody and boom, there they are.
I miss being cold. I used to love to pull my sweater in close or lean over a cup of hot tea.
There's a lot to miss if you let it. Memory can be sticky like honey, but salty instead of sweet.
Oh, the bus is stopping, but this isn't Florida.
No, but you want to get out and stretch those pretty legs of yours.
Yes.
Oh, this is nice. That bus was cramped like being in a coffin with 30 other people, right?
I wouldn't know I was cremated.
Oh, you modern girl, so lucky with your cremations and natural burials. My body is moldering in the family crypt back in Rhode Island.
What's that building across the way? The Fool's Rush Inn?
Want to get a room?
Wise men sing.
Does that mean the same thing when you're dead as it does when you're alive?
Yes, it does, gorgeous.
All right.
Just a minute. Hold your horses. Be right there. Hello, ladies. What can I do for you?
Do you have a room that no one has died in?
Let me check. Number 11 had the heart attack for that traveling salesman. 4 had the overdose right before the war. Number 8, the murder, of course. 6 had that funny string of suicides in the 50s. A streak of them. 23! Oh, no, that was that business with the twins. Ah, number 17, that's the ticket. Drop the key back here when you're done.
Oh, it's nice. I thought it might be a dump.
Hey, would I take you to a dump?
It's nicer than where I lost my living virginity.
Let me guess. Basement rec room.
Bingo. Complete with wood paneling, a foosball table, and a black and white TV. So, how is sex different when you're dead?
I could tell you, but it's probably easier for me to show you.
Morning, Maxine.
Hey, morning, Sunbeam.
That was a wild night. Not what I expected.
There are perks to this shadowy existence. Oh, Judy, look at you.
What?
Go look in the mirror.
Oh, I'm glowing. Sort of blue. Is that normal?
No, and oh, that's impossible.
What's impossible?
110% impossible.
What?
Judy, you're pregnant.
No. I have gone through menopause.
Looks like you went through and out the other side.
Plus, I'm dead. Plus, we're both women. All of that adds up to...
a baby?
It can't.
All roads lead to a bun in the oven.
Trisha Scarnson's office.
Trisha, it's Judy.
Oh, hi, Judy. Are you in Boca?
No, I'm at a motel in South Carolina and I'm pregnant.
What?
I met some smooth-talking dead lady on the bus and now I'm pregnant.
Did you use protection?
I didn't know dead people got pregnant.
Well, they don't, usually.
So maybe I'm not really pregnant?
No, you sound pregnant.
What do I do?
Well, I can't tell you what to do with your death, but you were in the middle of a trip to Boca Raton. Why not keep going?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Send a postcard.
I took a train the rest of the way. I tucked myself behind some luggage in case there were any other dead people on the train. At one point, a dead Great Dane wandered up and licked my hand. I got off the train, and I went to the sea.
Hey, Judy!
Karen? Karen the babysitter?
Yeah.
You look exactly the same. What happened to you?
I dropped acid and walked in front of a freight train.
I'm sorry, that's so sad.
Oh, that was 40 years ago. It's not sad anymore.
There's something that puzzles me. There has to be more dead people than living, but it seems like we should see more of them. They should be everywhere, but it seems sparse.
I hadn't thought about that. So many weird things about being dead. Why can we smell things but not taste them? And how did you get pregnant?
Is it possible that people only stay around for a little while after death and then go someplace new?
I dated a Roman gladiator for a while. And I'm pen pals with a lady who made Ming vases. She now runs a shelter for pets who are waiting for their humans to die.
Is Atlantis out there?
Sure. This is Boca Raton, the gateway of mermaids.
When I was 8, you used to tell me we were all one with the universe.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? But I was wrong. Kind of the opposite. Even the universe isn't one with the universe. Go figure.
Karen. Karen? Where did she go?
Broof.
Huh? Oh, you're that dead dog from the train.
Broof.
My grandmother had a Great Dane. Sarge?
Broof.
Hey, boy!
Broof.
Death. Not what you expect. I was never a princess. Atlantis was a lie. Heaven was a lie. Reincarnation was a lie. Oblivion was a lie. The last thing I expected was to spend the afterlife as a single mother in Florida.